Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Whatever you like. Time for Whatever Wednesday. By the way, we do have love letters to Kelly coming up today. In about 40 minutes, we'll read your love letters. But right now, it's all about you, Kid Nation. You get to ask and talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Yeah. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, y'all keep me entertained this morning. I'm stuck in bed elevating my leg. Oh. Had to get 2 stitches last night. A piece of metal went into my leg while I was mowing.
Oh.
Yes, and I did check the yard before I started. It's something I miss. Christina.
That just gave me full body chills.
That's why I stopped mowing my yard.
That's why it.
Too many
risks. Well,
risks.
Well, plus you weren't very good at it, Jason.
I got really good, but it was just too much.
Right.
Too much work. Also from the text, JC, did you know that there's another Red Rising book coming out on the 20th of September? I'm super excited. That's from Erica. Red Rising, one of the greatest trilogies written of all time by Pierce Brown. Yeah, they're going to have a prequel now, you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you want to wait and get the prequel and then get into Red Rising.
Are these becoming movies at any point?
Yes, it was bought by a movie studio.
That doesn't mean it ever becomes
a
movie.
A long time.
Pierce has written the first script, and they're just waiting to get into development.
Are you guys still bros?
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you've heard from him?
We'll text like once a month.
Honestly.
Sometimes even just an Instagram, like, hey.
Is he a FaceTime buddy at this point in your relationship?
No, I haven't been moved up to FaceTiming yet.
See?
But it's okay. When you're your closest boys, you can FaceTime. That's the new movement.
No, I don't think so, JC. I really don't.
But yeah, Pierce is still working hard.
All right.
Let's go to the phones here. Hi, Marlon. Marilyn.
Hi.
I mean, Marilyn, sorry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Uh-huh.
So what do you want to talk about this morning?
I want to talk about Taylor Swift's new song, Look What You Made Me Do. Have y'all heard it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look what you made me do. I just listened to it for the first time.
What do you think?
What do you think of the song?
Well, I listened to it for the first time on the VMAs, and I was, like, kind of creeped out because, I don't know, I just didn't like it. But this morning, I keep finding myself listening to it and singing along.
It's a grower.
It's
really catchy.
Yeah, that's exactly the same way I was.
It's a catchy song.
Yeah, it's a grower.
It's really catchy, but I'm conflicted about Taylor Swift in the first place, but...
Shout out.
What conflicts you?
The fact that she was, she was so country and good girl, and like just like she turned into a baddie overnight.
Yeah. Well, she's standing up for herself.
Turned into a baddie.
That's just how entertainment works. Sometimes you got to
evolve your image. If you stay the same, people get bored.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at Madonna.
I totally agree with you, though. I feel the same way. I think she's so... I want her to be nice and famous, you know, and use her platform for girls. Every little girl I know looks up to Taylor Swift. And now she's
being
all...
And she has her little posse or clique or whatever.
Yeah.
The girl group.
I want to be in it.
Just her and Katy Perry are the only people I have problems with.
And they're the ones that are beefing with each other.
Yeah, you really are conflicted.
I get it.
Yeah, Marilyn.
Katy messed with Britney, and Britney is my girl. So.
That's right. You don't mess with Britney.
Oh, she did? When did she mess with Britney?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Wait, hold on, Marilyn.
When did Katy mess with Britney?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, a long time ago, I was listening to the show, and Kelly was talking about Katy going off and saying something about shaving her head. And
that's right.
Cool.
I think it was just taken out of context.
Right.
But yeah, Katy Perry said she hasn't shaved her head yet.
She was referencing Britney. You're right. I'm mad again. I forgot about that.
I believe the line was, I haven't gone full Britney or something like that.
I haven't shaved my head.
I haven't shaved my head.
Yeah, it's something like that. Marilyn, we're with
you on
that.
Thank you for reminding me I'm mad at Katy Perry.
So,
I forgot.
Kelly's now back on Team Taylor. Based on that one.
I've never been off Team Taylor.
I'll tell you what. That song did grow on. I didn't like it at first.
Yeah, I heard it 2 or 3 times yesterday, like getting into the car, getting out of the car, getting back into the car. And, it's kind of growing on me, too.
Then you start singing it, and you're like, oh, dang it, Taylor, you did it again.
What you made me do.
Uh-huh.
From the text, hey, you guys, what happened to Sexy Jack?
His name is Sexy Jack.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
right.
Right.
He's from England, but his teeth are black.
Right.
He's so much sexier than Big Al Mac.
Right.
Hey.
His voice gives girls a little heart attack.
Right.
Take it to the accent.
He used to work on our show. He was an associate producer and assisted with us.
Had a little vague resemblance to Robert Pattinson.
Oh, man.
Which we abused.
Yeah, we got exploited. kicked out and banned from the Galleria Mall.
Al and I are not allowed at the Galleria Mall.
Well, if you keep bringing it up, they've probably forgotten by now.
Hey, well, you know what, Galleria? I still sneak in sometimes.
I don't. I go to another mall.
You're that scared? Yeah, our pictures aren't up anywhere that I know of, Al. But Jack got married to his college sweetheart, Brittany. They ended up moving over to Denver, where he is now. He has a 9-to-5 job. He works. He's doing well. They had a little baby.
And oh, cool. They did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And they have another one on the way.
I had no idea about that.
So, yeah, Jack is doing great.
You FaceTime him?
No, we do not FaceTime. Just a couple messages here and there.
Okay. Facebook friends?
We're Facebook friends, yes. So we'll touch up. You know, if I see his picture, I'll hit him up. And,
right.
And he says everything's well every time I talk to him. Natasha, she wants to collect. Natasha, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing awesome.
Who owes you money?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, so about 4 years ago, I walked into Big Al's bar, and he announced that he was going to have a karaoke contest.
A what?
So I ended up winning, and he told me, all right, give all your information to the bartender, and you're going to get $500 and 3 drinks. I'm going to pick you up in my party bus with you and all of your friends. So I'm like, awesome, cool.
Yeah.
Week goes by. I never hear from anybody. So I finally called and I talked to 2 people and they all laughed at me and they were like, no, that's not happening. He didn't go over any of this with me. So I want to know, Big Al, what's up with that? Where's my money?
I remember you winning that contest. You were so good.
I believe her.
I have no recollection. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I 100% believe her.
We sang Party in the USA together, and Dr. Girlfriend was there, and it was the night before 4th of July 4 years ago.
Do you have any photos?
Dr. X Girlfriend.
I'm right.
Oh, that's wrong.
I'm right.
In a court of law, I think she is a trustworthy witness.
Yes. Sounds like you got a very good case. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we believe you.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
So you going to cut her a check?
What are you going to do to write this?
I don't know. You
now
come on back.
Cut her a check.
We have another karaoke contest going on tomorrow.
Okay.
I can get you in on it.
Or how about a bit?
My birthday is on Tuesday.
There you go. How about that?
How about
bring a group in and you're on me.
Or how would you like a free big screen movie showing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big Al's big screen.
You haven't unloaded that yet?
No. Of course he hasn't. No. How's business, by the way?
No, hadn't booked anything yet on the big screen.
Hadn't picked up yet? I thought you got something booked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fell through.
Turns out they went with somebody else.
No, Al, fell through. That was a good client.
Well, they went with somebody that didn't require a license to show a movie. But since I was going to be talking about it on the radio, I figured I might as well go legit.
Right.
And, you know, do the whole thing.
So you're saying they're going non-legit.
Now they're going illegal.
They're going rogue.
Well, they don't have to talk about it on the radio.
I'm not pointing any fingers.
You just did.
Natasha, sorry, Big Al Mac didn't give you your prize.
Yeah, give me a call.
Yeah,
Natasha,
check up on him.
We'll hook something up for you, okay?
Have a good day.
Something up real nice for you.
Oh, Al, you forgot about your contest winners. Didn't you just have one yesterday?
Yeah, I just had one yesterday. Yeah.
Did they get paid?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They did.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
What's going on? What do you want to talk about for Whatever Wednesday?
I just wanted to bring up something controversial, something I like to bring up. If I just meet someone, it's something that starts a conversation pretty good. I just want to ask you guys about it. Do y'all believe in life outside of Earth?
100%
yes. Life outside of Earth?
Yeah.
You mean aliens. You don't mean life after death. You mean
aliens.
going on right now.
Like, do you believe that extraterrestrial life exists outside of us and they might come and visit us sometime?
I believe that there's, in another galaxy, there's a planet that's just the right distance away from a superstar or a sun-like star.
Like us.
And is able to have life on it. I don't know if they're advanced, more advanced than we are. I don't think we'll ever come in touch with them or in contact with them because I think our technology's not going to get there, at least
in
our lifetime.
Why do you think that? If you think we're never going to get in touch with them or contact, why do you think
they agree?
Not
in our lifetime.
Not in our lifetime, I don't think.
I think it's very arrogant for us to think we're the only thing out there.
Yeah.
This is the only world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the light years, it's just too impossible to travel, and to get sound is what they're working on, I believe.
You think they're working on getting sound?
Yeah, to get some sort of interference or something. But
they could be on another planet and they don't have sound.
Yeah, Daniel, I don't overthink it much, but I agree with Al. I think we'd be really arrogant to think that something else doesn't exist far away.
What about you, Daniel? You believe in it?
Definitely. I just believe that there's too much out there. You know, there's too many other solar systems. You know, they got like billions and billions of stars, trillions. You know, it's just, there's got to be something. I don't know if it technically visits us, but, you know, I believe that there's something out there. It's just crazy to think about that. You know, there might be something that, you know, it's just like us. It just doesn't have the same language, or, you know, we just don't know about each other at all. It's just a weird thought.
It could just be something as small as bacteria, but that's a life form, you know?
I don't think just not believing in another life alien force makes you arrogant.
Well, that's what
they say.
That's not an
arrogant
You don't
thing.
Think there's...
I'm not really 100%
convinced. Well, they say it's very narrow-minded to not believe that there's so many more planets like what we live on that we can't reach.
There are other planets, but I just don't know that I believe there's something else out there on another planet.
Solid question, Daniel.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
What do you think is bigger, the Earth or the universe? Or the world? World or the universe?
Yeah, okay. Thank you for switching it.
Yeah.
Wait, is it like Earth or the universe?
Right. The world. The world,
or the universe?
Universe.
Yeah.
My man. No, see, that's why we know we can talk to Daniel about extraterrestrial life. He knows the answer to that one, which is one of the toughest questions.
Call me. We'll go point counterpoint on that.
Thanks, Daniel. I love looking at that stuff. There is a planet that's like Earth, I believe, that they discovered a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. A little bit bigger than Earth.
I think it's called Mirth.
I don't like
Mirth.
Space.
Yeah.
Mirth.
Jenna's on the phone. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about. What's your question, Jenna?
Well, I wanted to know if y'all hate how y'all have to wake up too.
Yes. Yes, Jenna. Yes. I hate it.
Yes queen.
I hate getting up early.
Oh, man. But we do it.
I fight it every day.
We just do it. You don't get used to it. Kelly and I, well, all of us have been doing it a long time.
I'm getting worse.
Me too.
How old are you, Jenna?
I'm 10.
10.
So you're in fifth grade this year?
I'm in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, sorry about that, yes.
Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a singer.
A singer. Perfect. They don't have to wake up early.
No, you can sleep in. Yeah.
Unless you have to do radio interviews, then you have to get up early.
But that's once in a while. That's a great profession to go after.
Yeah.
Or bookkeeper.
Yeah?
I have to wake up at 6 o'clock because if my mom tries to wake me up at 6:15, I'll sleep in.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's better to wake up and just get it over with, Jenna, but we're with you. We're not big fans of waking up early.
No, not at all.
Hate it.
And if you're wondering if it gets easier, like Kelly said?
No.
It does not.
You just got to do it, okay, Jenna?
Okay.
All right.
Take care of yourself, all right? Have a good day at school today.
We're united together in the waking up super early process. We have an ultimate lunchbox we haven't given away.
That's right.
Speaking of going back to school like Jenna is.
Thank you, Gold Sox.
Just make sure you listen up for that school bus to arrive. Could it be happening next?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
That's the Kid Nation school bus right there, kids.
Get air brakes.
Get those phones out and call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for call number 23 to score the ultimate lunchbox. We'll hook you up with a $400 Visa gift card and also some gold toe socks.
How about that?
Gold toe socks. I'm telling you, I see all these kids going to school, and they all have cool socks. That's why the gold toe is going to be perfect for you.
Got it.
While we wait, a couple things hitting the news.
There's news besides Hurricane
Harvey. Well, it has to do with Hurricane Harvey.
Okay.
Because, this one's making the rounds, and there's people on both sides. I think a lot of people have the woman's side. But CNN was out on the field. They went to a shelter, and they were interviewing people. And people are not at their best right now. They're extremely down. Yeah. They lost everything.
They're super stressed.
They're shocked. They're stressed out. They've gone through a lot of guilt. A lot of guilt. And
we should have, you know, they were interviewing people saying, why didn't I leave earlier?
Right.
You know, and look what I've done, you know?
So it's not the happiest of times for people. And the last thing you want when you're not at your best is somebody shoving a microphone in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to a woman. On CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how
we
that was?
Through 4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of
But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the f*** is wrong with us.
I'm so sorry.
You really trying to understand with the microphone still in my face, with me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting the microphone in my face.
Sorry. Russell Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're going to take a break from that, and we'll get back to you later on.
So that lady's kids are still wet, meaning they just arrived at the shelter. First thing they're met with is a microphone, because you can tell she's trying to walk in.
A lot, because they want to show the desperation, what's going on, to get people motivated to help across the country. But, yeah, that sucks.
And I know the lady out in the field has somebody in her ear. You know, because she does have the microphone in the lady's face. She removes it when she says, you put microphones in our face. She removes it, but the lady's still talking, so she goes and puts the microphone back in her face. That's probably a producer saying, hey, we can't hear her. Still, you have to...
It's just instinct. If you're a reporter and you have someone talking, put them, you know, that's what you do.
But at one point, you got to be a human and realize,
I get that
this woman is down. I need to get away from this. It's okay to report and be out on the field and show the floods and see the devastation that's happened. It's one thing to talk to people out on the field that are coming up to you and willing to talk. Then there's going to a shelter and doing this, which is what people are
upset about.
She
just was at her emotional breaking.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, somebody else would have been fine talking and it just wasn't.
That lady was not ready.
It was not.
It was definitely too soon for that.
What an awkward situation for that reporter.
I don't think anybody's
envious of that job.
I don't think anybody's at fault here. I don't think there was any harm meant by the reporter. It just was unfortunate for her. She's trying to do her job. And I'm not mad at the lady at all, because you know what? Your kids are right there and they're wet and you're tired.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know what you're going, if you're ever going to be able to go home. How are you going to, you just don't know what you're doing.
So that lady, I just gave her a clap. You know, you handled it okay. We understand you're mad. We're trying to help you out, lady. You're all good. So that's what's good. That's the big interview going on.
Yeah, wow.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Let's jump on the bus. Hey, Tori.
Hi.
We'd like to let you know that you're calling number 23.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay. What are you doing right now?
I'm on my way to work.
You're on your way to work? The kids are already at school?
Well, one's at band and one's at grandparents.
Okay, one's at band. Look, band got to practice early, man.
Early.
You guys got that.
They could be there at 6:30, and on Mondays they stay till 8.
Yeah, the kids in band work so hard.
They do.
Just for the football games and all that stuff and their competitions. But you know what? You got the ultimate lunchbox. You got a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox stuffed with a $400 Visa gift card for school supplies, plus a gold toe prize pack, because, you know, we want the kids to look right at band practice with their cool gold toe socks. And we have another one for you tomorrow. This one was claimed by Tori. Tori, congratulations. Have a wonderful day at work today, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. And like we said, another Ultimate Lunchbox for you tomorrow. Just make sure you listen up for the school bus to arrive. And coming up next, let's get into Love Letters to Kelly. It's all Wednesday, you guys.
All right. I didn't realize it was Wednesday. Yeah. I told you said that.
Are you ready? Are you ready, love expert?
I am.
We'll get to your advice next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Oh, Al, you got the coffee coming?
Yes.
It's my fault.
It is.
And I own it. I'm not like Fifth Harmony where they snatch Camila Cabello or somebody supposed to be like her saying, no, that wasn't what it was. I own that. That was a B move on my part.
Let me paint the picture here.
We got new interns, Al takes advantage.
Let me paint the picture here, JC. I leave. We have approximately 6-7 minutes to go get our coffees, bathroom, whatever. I leave the studio, and I go down the hallway, a short little 20-30-foot walk to the coffee, to the Keurig. I'm halfway there. Kelly does a doggone, she bump drafts me. She's right behind me.
Is that then what she I goes, did? Was that a bump draft?
It's a bump draft. She's right behind me. Then she scoots around me, running to the coffee maker to beat me.
That's right.
I did.
We have 1 minute left.
First of all, ladies first, Al.
He was ahead of me, but I was like, no. I ran around
she
him.
She ran around
I bumped
me,
him out of the way.
Elbowed me.
any chance you know our new intern's name, Al?
Yes, I do. It's Amy. I just like it like you.
My man.
Because I know that because I said, excuse me, what's your name?
Okay.
Said,
hey,
could you bring me a cup of coffee, please?
Well played, sir. Well played. Well, anyways, from the Total Wireless text line, we've been talking about this all morning. Good morning, you guys. For Big Al and JC, I'm going to Party by Dudes.
Huh?
I don't know what that means. I love to FaceTime because of the interaction that you do get. We've been saying that, dudes. It's okay to FaceTime each other if you're really close friends. I'm a grown man, dad of four, happily married, business owner, and you just can't lose touch with people. FaceTime is a great technology, but at least it gives you the opportunity to still keep face-to-face action going on. Guys, I'll FaceTime with y'all anytime. Give me a shout. See? That's why I do it.
I don't. I still humbly disagree. We're gonna have to agree to disagree on that.
Yeah, I mean,
one.
You can find people that do, but I haven't met any guys that do.
By and large, it doesn't happen with guys. Guys just don't FaceTime.
I'm telling you, it's growing. Way it's a growing deal. All right, let's get to it. Kelly, are you ready?
Oh, sure.
If you go to KidNation.com and you see the Love Letters to Kelly tab, you write us. And then on Wednesdays, sometimes on Mondays and Fridays, we read your letters and solve them on air because we have a love expert in studio.
In the building.
It's a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Ooh, a few months ago, I found a ton of dating profiles on my husband's phone.
Ooh.
When I confronted him, he outright denied everything. Ooh. So last week, I created a fake Snapchat account, Ashley, and started messaging him.
Ooh.
He's planning to meet Ashley for a party later this week.
Uh-huh.
I plan to show up, leave him a note asking for him to either quit and choose me and go to counseling or keep on. Am I doing the right thing? We've only been married 2 years. It seems too early to have these kinds of problems. But I'm crazy about him and want him to work it out. Also, I'm 7 months pregnant with our first child, Janet.
What a mess you're in.
What a mess.
What an immature way to handle it. Setting up a fake profile, going so far to set up a date. So you know he's a cheater.
Yeah.
That's what you've got on your hands. You're having a baby with a cheater.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is the right way to handle it by trapping him and trying to humiliate him and then making him choose. This is just a ridiculous scenario.
Like I said yesterday.
You need to say, look, before, don't even follow through with, you know, trying to trap him. Because, of course, he's going to try to talk him. He's going to talk his way out of it. And you're going to accept whatever he says because I get it. You're 7 months pregnant and it's scary. It's like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do if I'm raising a new baby by myself?
Right.
So you just need to say, look, I shouldn't have created a fake profile to try to trap you. We obviously have problems and we need to work on these together. So I shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't do what you're doing. Let's go to counseling and try to figure this out. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to say no. Because you've married a jerk.
Yeah.
You've married a jerk.
Unfortunately.
And I'm really sorry you picked a bad one.
I get why she did the... I understand. It's not the right... Like you said, it's not the right move, but
right
I totally get it.
It wasn't a mature way to handle it.
It's not, but I understand why she did that.
But yeah, I wouldn't follow through with leaving him a note. I mean, come on. You're married to the man. This is silliness all the way around. It's inappropriate. It's disgusting on a lot of levels.
You've already busted him.
I mean, you've already busted him,
so you don't have to go through with this. I mean, you've busted him.
But I wouldn't live a life. This is a ridiculous way to live life. Y'all should be putting together baby cribs together and painting nurseries, and this is a beautiful time in your life.
Yeah. Nesting.
And you're too busy setting up fake profiles to catch your cheating husband, which you know he is a cheater.
Yeah.
This isn't right.
On Snapchat.
This makes me sad.
Yeah.
I'm very sad for your situation.
Me too. Yeah.
But don't follow through with leaving him a note. That's just ridiculous. And it's time to be a woman. And address it as a woman. Model yourself after. Do you think Oprah would handle it this way? No. I mean, pick a woman that you really admire and just try to really put yourself in her body and her mindset. How would she handle that? And try to handle it that way. But
Larry?
That's right.
I would try to get in counseling and try to, but man.
All the Oprah.
I don't know that your marriage hasn't. I don't know that in the long run this is going to work out. I just don't know.
Yeah, you could have done.
I think sometimes as girls, we want it to be right in our, like we want
to
have the proof or something because guys lie so much that it's like
she knows.
Yeah, but you want to catch it in the moment.
Yeah.
Since he denies it, it's so
frustrating.
She wasn't
even going to catch him in the moment. She's going to leave him a note. What is that?
She got him to show up somewhere under the pretenses that he was going to see a girl that he's been chatting with on Snapchat.
Yeah, I wasn't ever going to follow through with that.
Yeah, and he's going to talk his way out of it. And she's going to accept it because she doesn't want to face the reality of what she's dealing with.
But if you face the reality...
He had dating profiles on his phone, and he talked his way out of that.
If you bail, it'll be okay. You'll have help.
You'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's a sad situation.
Sad situation. You're
but
right.
You'll be okay.
He ain't ready.
I'm left very depressed by your letter.
I am too.
You deserve better.
He ain't ready to be married. No. And you, like Kelly said, I've been that jerk. I didn't leave my wife when she was pregnant, but I've been that jerk that was doing stuff that he shouldn't have been doing when he was married. So you know, you married a jerk. Now, jerks do change.
Al, you changed? Or you got tired?
Jerks do change.
They get older and they get tired.
They do. But you caught him and he's
I don't
wrong.
Like jerks.
I know. Well,
that's sad.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, true.
Love letters.
Where's my back?
Love letters to Kelly.
Sorry about that. Saddest singing ever.
I'm sorry. I got real sad when I tried to sing that.
Oh, man. Okay. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I have been with my husband for a total of 4 years and married for one. We have two kids together, one that passed away and one that is 7 months old. Oh. He has a four-year-old daughter from another relationship that I knew about from the beginning. He used to get her on his designated weekends, but now he hasn't seen her in 3 years. Oh. We had problems with his baby mama at first, and she was keeping his daughter from him, but now he doesn't even put in the effort to try to see her. Every time I try to bring up the subject, he gets defensive and bites my head off. I really want my son to be able to know his sister. Should I just leave it alone and not worry about it? Any advice would be appreciated.
I would strongly encourage him from a loving place to try to pursue her, because that, man, look, I'm sure you look at your husband with a different set of eyes. How can you respect a man that doesn't even try to fight at all to see his child? Now, I don't know the background here. The baby mama might be a horrible human being, but, you know, I think it was about a week ago, we had a man call into our radio station. You could hear the emotion in his voice when he just had us on the phone. He just took a shot, and he said happy birthday to his daughter. Just in the slightest inkling of a chance she was listening, I just want you to know that your daddy's trying to get a hold of you because the mom has been driving a wedge.
Right.
So if you have to, a man will do anything, and he will, you know, to see his children if he's a stand-up guy. And you have to just keep encouraging him, but encouraging him with love.
And he needs that. That's similar to...
Because you're going to look at him with so much more respect. If a man can understand, it's just such more...
Yeah, for real.
You're going to look at him differently, and you're going to start to lose so much respect for him if he doesn't at least attempt. Because if he cuts off his... This is what you're thinking. If he can cut off one child, what's he going to do to our child?
Exactly.
Is he going to be able to just cut it off with our child one day?
And I'll tell you this, the little girl from his other relationship will look at you as a hero if you're the reason
eventually,
why he tries so hard.
Because
the reason my biological father is in my life is because he married a woman about, you know, around the time I finally met him, and he went off again, and she had a baby with him, and she said she was holding the baby, and all she could think about was me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't want my kids to go through what he went through.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You need to hit him up. And that's why he reached out to me, because she stepped up. So you should do the same. And hopefully he does.
All right.
Just encourage him with love. And don't, you know, the worst way you can approach a man with anything is, you should do that. Yeah.
Right.
That's immediately defense. He's going to bite your head off. But if you can come when things are calm,
that's the
there's
best
a loving way to approach a man about things. And just encourage him to pursue that.
Be his rock.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Well, let's go 3 for 3 with the sad one.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can handle this anymore today.
You want me to do another one?
So sad.
I have a happy one.
I was kind of looking through because this one's really sad.
I have a happy one.
Okay. We'll do a happy one and then we'll go to Alistair.
Go for it.
Do you want to finish with a happy one?
Go for it.
This is happy. I like this. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am. I'm a depressed love expert now.
No, this is going to get everyone excited about love again. I work as a receptionist, and I love what I do because I get to meet people from all walks of life. For about a year now, I've been chatting with a person who frequently comes to the office where I work. He comes on a regular basis, so we have small talk just about every time, and I have really felt like we have a good connection as friends. I'm attracted to him, and I know that he's not married, and I know that he doesn't have a girlfriend. I would like to take the next step and maybe see him outside of my workplace, but I feel like he's holding back. My friends think that he hasn't asked me out because he doesn't want to cross that professional boundary we have. What do I need to do to move things along, Michaela?
Well, I mean, you could say a group of us are going out. What do you do when you get done with your work, Bob? And Bob will say something. It's like, well, you know, a group of us, we get together, you know, and go. And just,
yes,
even if you don't, make sure you have a group that's getting ready to go together.
your friends will have your back.
Yeah. or do a group thing. And that way, if you get outside of the office setting, even if there is a group there, there's a chance for you to connect outside of the office.
Yeah.
So I always encourage group settings. It takes a lot of the pressure off when you're not just saying, hey, would you like to join me for a drink? It's an entirely different feeling. We say, what do you do when you get off work? You know, a group of us are going to try out this new, bar that has bowling alleys in it. You want
something fun? Yeah,
something, just something that's got an activity involved, and that's what I would encourage you to do. Hmm. Invite them to your next office group activity. But the problem is, you better start having some office group activities.
Make a note here: put bowling alley in bar. Got it.
Oh, no.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Back to sad?
No. Not sad.
I switched it.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this guy for a month now. We're 28. My family keeps asking about him, and of course they are dying to meet him. I can tell we're more than friends, but I don't know when or how to bring up if we're more than dating and if it's too early to introduce him to the fam. What's your advice on introducing him and asking him what we are? Sophie.
Well,
it's been a month.
Different for everybody. It's only been a month.
Yeah.
The good news for you is we're heading into the holidays, and there's a lot of opportunities for family and social gatherings. Wow. So bringing a man over just to meet the family is way different than saying, hey, my parents are having people over for, you know, Thanksgiving. Let's go drop by. Or whatever. It takes some of the pressure off of it. But after a month, I don't think it's time to have that conversation.
You know, when I was dating and I'd just be in the car with the girl, I'd just bring up spontaneously, you know how I am. Let's go by my mom's house right quick. And we just go by. It wasn't necessarily too.
Yeah, don't make it a big deal.
To introduce the person, we just stop by.
You had to mow the grass.
Yeah.
And then you say, put on ears.
Yeah.
That's what you do to your girlfriend.
We're making a trip with the sole purpose of meeting mom and dad. It was just, hey, let's stop by.
I'm trying to remember with Alan, my husband, I think I just invited him to church.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And I think, because, you know, that's what I did every Sunday. Yeah. And I mean, there's something you do regularly, that's just a way to kind of start incorporating him into meeting your family and just make it not like a big spotlight pressure thing. And after a month, I think it's too soon to have a going conversation.
Yeah, wait a few months.
Yeah,
maybe after
that.
3 months.
Uh-huh.
Let me just say, if you are both only seeing each other and you're seeing each other kind of a lot, you know where you are. And girls just have it. And I'm guilty. I want a label on it. I want to know.
Are we an item?
But then there's this one time when he introduces you as his girlfriend, and then you know.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the best moment
of
your relationship.
You know what I love is when guys say us or we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was with someone that for so long it took, they would just be like, I, and you knew there was a problem. Because I like when they say, like, we're going to go.
We.
Yeah, but it's not like you had to have the conversation. It just kind of, now we're a we.
We're a we. Our house.
I like a we.
I love a we.
Let's go to our car.
Yeah, invite him to church or something.
What?
If your family's church going, invite him to church. And that's a like subtle way for him to meet the family and not a lot of pressure on him.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect right there. That's love letters to Kelly. If you want to write one of those to us, go to kidnation.com. We have a tab set up. And just to keep it lighthearted here, speaking of the dating world, I'm going to need your help here, Kid Nation, and hear about your mistakes or mistakes that have happened to you.
I thought you had a date.
No. So my buddy, he's a single guy. He's back in San Diego, and we talk from time to time. And I love listening to his dating stories because he's in his early 30s, so he still goes out and about, and he has hilarious dating stories. And we were talking over the week, and he was telling me about this girl that he was dating for like 2 weeks. And he said, they've been dating. They went out to a movie. And then he said, why don't you come to my place tomorrow? And she said, yeah, I'll stop by. So
this is after 2 weeks.
This is after 2 weeks of dating.
That's good then. You're kind of into it.
Yeah. He's into it. He said, dude, I've been waiting. I've held off. All I've done is kissed her. That's it. At the end of a date, they've only had one kiss. So he said,
Being a gentleman.
So she came over. Yeah. They watched some Netflix and they chilled for a little bit. He said all they did was kiss. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
You know, he wanted to be a gentleman.
Nice.
And she spent the night. And he said the next morning is when things took a turn. He said they woke up, everything was cool, he made her breakfast, and then she said, I gotta go, and she left.
Okay.
And a few minutes later, he gets a text from her. And so he got excited, because he's like, oh, she's telling me she misses me already or something. And the text said, hey, last night was great, had a great time, going to Starbucks to take a poo.
Oh!
And I believe she used the term giant. And
number two.
He stared at this text and he was like,
what?
He didn't know what he told me, dude, I didn't know what to write back. I have no idea. So he all he wrote back was,
Ha, ha, ha. What do you respond to?
Why did she send that?
Good luck. I said, good luck.
She was intending to send that to her best friend.
Oh.
And accidentally sent it to my friend.
No.
And she has
the
gone,
worst.
She has gone ghost since. He's like, dude, I've been trying
She's
to call
humiliated.
Her. She's not answering my calls. She deactivated her Facebook profile. Like,
oh, my gosh. Yeah. She needs to get over
She is
that.
So embarrassed by this because
know,
she sent the picture
she's
to the wrong person.
But she
I would be was a huge more. Pool.
Mortified. You get over it. You get over it.
If your poop was so big, you had to deactivate your Facebook. That was a huge poop. Holy moly.
Poor Starbucks.
Oh, man.
Who was that?
Can you imagine?
And then she changed her status. It's complicated.
And he still wants to be with her.
Yeah, he likes her.
She needs to get over it. That's awful.
You know what? But if she can't get past it, that's a big indicator of how she faces controversy. Right. I mean, I'm digging too deep.
But yeah. You know that would be the story at the wedding.
Sure.
Oh man.
My gosh, yes. So,
I'd love to get that wedding toast.
to be the best man at that wedding, that'd be so great.
I have the secondhand embarrassment for her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
It's so bad.
Don't text poop news.
No, I don't need poop
news. No need to text poop news, no, people.
To anybody.
To anyone. Yeah.
So if you ever had that happen to you, and that doesn't have to do with just a guy you're dating or a girl you're dating. If it's like, if you sent the text to the wrong person.
Oh.
And we've all done it. I've talked about it. I sent I was out of town. And I sent, a sexy nighttime picture to my wife. And I had her under baby mama. I accidentally sent it to mama, who's my mom. You know, if you've ever done anything like that, we want to hear from your unintentional text messages at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Boy, Kid Nation, you came through with these text messages.
Oh, yeah?
So I told the story about my buddy who was dating a girl for a couple weeks. He finally invited her over to his place. They had a good night. Just watched a movie, some Netflix. Just kissed, nothing crazy. Next morning, after she left abruptly, he got a text right away from her that said, had a wonderful night last night. Now going to Starbucks to take a huge poo.
Mm.
And he wrote back, ha, ha, ha. And he has not heard from her since because that was meant for her best friend.
Oh,
and so we wanted to know about your accidental texting.
Oh, boy.
And our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, I was texting my coworker and my boss at the same time. But with my coworker, I was going on a rant about our boss. Ended up sending one of the texts to my boss on accident where I was calling him a contradicting blankety blanker.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hashtag facepalm.
Oh.
Still got my job.
Wow.
I've found that if you're making, if you're telling somebody about something and you're texting that person also on a corresponding text.
That's when it happens.
You need to have another person in the mix so that, the text messages aren't on the feed back to back. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Put somebody else in there.
Or Marlon wrote us and said, I accidentally sent a goodnight love you, babe, with a topless picture to my ex-husband instead of my then-fiancé.
Oh, no.
He just wrote back, wrong person, but thanks for the boobies.
Oh,
no. And this one's a screenshot. It's somebody's brother having an exchange with his girlfriend's dad. Basically saying some sexy text. I can't read it to you because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
Then realizing it and saying, Mr. Bird, I am so sorry. I am so embarrassed because it was very, very descriptive.
Oh.
And he said, well, to be honest, it sounds good to me too. And he said, haha, I cannot believe this happened. I'm so sorry. And he goes, that's okay. Heck, I was 22 once myself.
Wow.
That's a cool dad. I feel like I would show up to the kid's house with a shotgun if I would receive that text. Let's go to the phones here.
Let's do it.
And hear about your mistakes. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
So you were trying to send a text to who?
I was sending a text to my coworker. Unfortunately, we all made a habit of texting each other about business. And so all of my coworkers, including my boss, were on my contact list. And her and I were texting back and forth in the office, making fun of our boss, and I know this sounds bad, but he was really short. So needless to say, after I sent the text, I went back to look at it just to make sure because I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I had sent it to him
and her at the same time, and he was in the office next to me.
Oh, did you get fired over this?
No. No. I was pretty needed at the job at the time. I don't work there now, but needless to say, he didn't speak to me for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Man, group texts are the best sometimes because people forget you're on them. And they just start getting really personal.
It can also be the worst.
And it could also be the worst if you're the short boss. Thank you, Nikki, for your call. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
All right, who are you trying to send a text to?
Well, it wasn't a text. It was a Facebook post. I was one of those annoying women who would take their belly bump pictures every month.
Yeah.
And I was about 7 months pregnant, and I took my belly bump picture, and in the mirror reflection was a full frontal of my husband in the shower, and I had no idea.
Oh, yeah!
And so I had a friend of a friend text me and say, you don't notice that your husband's full frontal is. So I had to go on there and delete it. It was awful. So who knows how many people saw it.
How many people took a screenshot of that?
Right?
Oh, man.
So that was embarrassing.
Yeah. Was he mad at you?
He was just getting out of the shower, of course.
I didn't ever tell him.
Oh, Jesse. That's going to be great if he shows up to work one day and that picture's just blown up at work.
Right. His birthday party.
Thank you, Jesse. Hey, well, he doesn't know it won't hurt him. Just a few of her friends saw it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, that's great. A nurse had a little text malfunction. Jessica, you're a nurse?
Yes, sir.
And what happened?
Okay, I was speaking to a family friend and also the family member of one of my patients about their condition. And I didn't know when I was doing voice-to-text that it went through their speaker. So autocorrect picked up. And what I said was, it's okay. Do not be concerned.
Okay.
What came through their speaker was, it's okay. No reason to be cremated. That's what it was.
Oh. Yeah. So they thought they were going to die.
Damn. Wow.
Thank you, Jessica.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, I love these mess-ups. Patrick, this is my worst nightmare.
What?
Patrick, try to keep it clean, buddy, because I know the language on this one. But, Patrick, what happened?
Okay, so me, my father, and my sister were in a group chat together, and we were talking about the vacation that he wanted to take us on and stuff like that. So, you know, we were having a good conversation. So I fall asleep while they were still talking about it, and I wake up the next morning to a nude of my father. And so I'm, like, freaking out because, first of all, I don't want to see my dad naked.
Right.
And and he's, like, in his 50s, so I'm kind of just like, who are you sending these to, first of all? So then I asked him, like, Dad, what is this? And his excuse was, my ex-girlfriend that I was with got into my phone and got mad and sent this to everybody in my contacts.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay, really? First of all, why are you hanging out with your ex-girlfriend in the first place? And mm-hmm. I didn't even know you had an ex-girlfriend, but okay. And so then my sister has not said anything in the group chat at all. So me and him are the only ones kind of like going back and forth about it, and my sister has not said anything.
Oh.
Me and her have not talked about it, and she has stayed quiet about the whole situation ever since.
Yeah,
it's the right move. Just don't acknowledge it.
What your sister probably did is deleted the picture from the text, and it never happened to her. Yeah. Did you delete the picture?
Unfortunately, this kind of sounds bad, but I haven't because it's a story to tell. So when I go and tell my friends about it, I'll go and tell them. And I still have it.
You get a new blackmail, you do not get rid of that.
Have you shown
it? You never know when you're going to need that.
That's his dad.
Against your dad? You never know when you're going to need that for something funny, for a cake.
I have to use it against him.
Patrick, have you shown any of your friends?
Patrick!
I got Patrick's back on this.
Patrick,
you're going to make some senior citizen cake with that.
Yeah, Patrick, I don't know when your dad's birthday is, but I'm willing to pay for the cake if you use the picture as the cake.
Some families like to embarrass each other.
Patrick,
I'll
hold you up to that.
Please.
All right, let us know, man. We'll use the sensor on it if you don't want to embarrass him too much, but that would be pretty funny.
You can't have naked daddy on a cake.
Oh, naked daddy on the cake.
It's just naked daddy and the cake's just that naked part.
Thanks, Patrick.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's awesome.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
So what was your mistake on the phone?
Well, I mean, this is like before text messaging, but you know, at home when you had your the call waiting.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to my friend. I was a teenager, and the phone beeped, and I clicked over, and it was my mom's friend, Elaine, who I could not stand. She would call my mom sometimes, and she'd be drinking, and she's just really annoying. And so she said, "Hey, Amber, can I speak to your mom?" And I, being the good teenager I was and respectful, I said, "Okay, sure, yes, ma'am." And I clicked over, I saw it, and told my friend, "Hey, I got to go. It's weird, Elaine on the other line."
Oh.
He said, "Amber, this is Elaine."
Oh.
Weird Elaine.
I was so embarrassed. My mom liked to have killed me. And I was like, "Okay, hold on just a second." My friend was like, "I got to go. I'm fixing to die."
Hold on, weird Elaine. Let me get my mom for real this time. Oh, man. Yeah, the call waiting was tricky back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
Because you never clicked right.
Yeah.
Phones these days.
Oh, man. Patrick, delete the picture you next day.
No, Patrick's going to use it for the cake. We're going to pay for it and everything. It's going to be good. It's going to be all good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation, we have a way for you to check out ACL.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kid Craddock Morning Show and Austin Way Magazine want to send you to Austin City Limits. You could be at ACL with a friend to check out Jay-Z, Tove Lo, Martin Garrix, Chance the Rapper, Vance Joy, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Killers, Foster the People. You're going to stay at the beautiful JW Marriott Hotel right in the heart of downtown Austin. You have to enter, though, at KidNation.com for your chance to win.
Okay.
Just enter once and you're set.
That's easy.
I'm so excited. I love this music festival.
Yeah, and you'll get VIP tickets, too. 3-day VIP tickets.
These VIP tickets are awesome because you're in this exclusive section where you get like free food, gourmet food,
yep.
And the food's expensive, drinks are expensive. You have shade, you have air-conditioned restrooms, you have those misters.
Mini spa treatments.
I love those misters. It's the little things that count.
The restrooms are air-conditioned.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right? Yeah, yeah, I just said that.
There's Wi-Fi there, so you could actually post to Snapchat and Instagram and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Because if you can't post it, it didn't happen.
Exactly. That's Everybody wants to post when they're at ACL.
It freezes up there, yeah.
And you might run into Jenna, because she'll be out there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there with friends all weekend, working some.
Partying lots?
No.
Yeah.
I don't party much anymore, and I don't party when I work, because I'm professional.
Right.
I bet it's better than that fun thing. It is better than fun fest.
Yeah, Kelly didn't like fun because people were having fun.
Didn't look like fun.
Too much pot, is what Kelly said.
I think it was more than that. Yeah.
Oh, everything was happening?
Oh, girl. There's people like, there's freaking out on the ground, and everybody would kind of drop down and soothe them until they stopped freaking out. I'm like, that's fun? Why do y'all do that? It's not fun.
It's not fun. You know, it's not fun this season is Bachelor in Paradise. Caught a little bit last night. Yeah, I've been kind of watching it with my wife.
JC's disappointed it's not raunchy enough. He said, "I'm not watching anymore." I'm just going to tell you. He said, "It's not dirty enough for me."
Normally, there's more drama.
Well, they had to go back and refilm everything after the Corinne.
I know.
And DeMarco.
Yeah. DeMario.
DeMario debacle.
Well, listen, for the last few years, Bachelor in Paradise has been great. It was must-watch TV.
And by great, you mean dirty?
Yeah, it was dirty, yeah. You know, a lot of hookups. So
just drinking and hooking up?
Yeah, a lot of drama, a couple fights here and there, people being mean to each other. And this time it's just,
Well, like Kelly
quality
said, everybody's being cautious, yeah. Overly cautious.
Because the only thing I'm watching on America's Got Talent is that Colin Cloud guy. And then after he performed, I was already done watching the show. And...
Who's Colin Cloud?
Colin Cloud's the mentalist guy, the Sherlock Holmes guy.
I can't believe it. We were so into the show last year, and we haven't watched at all this season.
And everybody keeps... I hate the haters on Colin Cloud. I was defending him. I hate the haters on Colin Cloud.
Why do they hate
him? Because they're saying Mel B's in on it and helping him. I'm like, no, she's not. She legally cannot do that because she'll get sued by the other contestants
on
the
show. Do you know that?
Yeah,
that's
legally you can't
true.
Do that.
I mean, you can't help
them. Because you can't help them. As a judge, you can't help an act succeed in front of other acts. And so she picked out a person and she went up there. And you have to watch it. Just look up Colin Cloud and his performance last night on AGT or the ones he's had before. But anyways, back to Bachelor in Paradise.
Calm down.
Corinne was back on last night. So they had a full episode of them doing nothing.
Now, is she crying as much as DeMario was crying?
Not really. She was fine.
Okay.
She talked about her situation with DeMario, actually, on Bachelor in Paradise last night. She tried to clear DeMario's name because she did say some things in the past about him and that she was a victim.
I honestly don't feel like he did anything wrong, especially because you know, everybody thought that I was just, you know, having fun and being Corinne. I mean, there's no way for you guys to know that, like, she's, like, mentally checked out. Like, Corinne is not here right now, you know, which is beyond scary. But, you know, it just that it is what it is, I guess. I don't think it's anyone's fault. I just think that, you know, it was just really, again, an unfortunate, right, annoying situation that had to go down. And I just, it really sucks.
If you remember, she did come out after all that went down and said, through her lawyer, I was a victim.
And she just said, just there, out of her mouth, he did nothing wrong.
Well, you go on the defense at first.
Nothing have to go down.
And even with everything that went on, DeMario not once said anything bad about her, didn't sink down to any sort of low level. He stayed high, and he took the high road every time, and he took the blame and the brunt of it. And she says, here's her explaining what happened on the first day of filming.
The first day, unfortunately, I don't remember much of. I definitely overdrank. I, you know, was also on some medication that you're not supposed to drink on, which I didn't know. You know, the combination of the two, you know, is just not a good combination. It's just, this is something that has never happened before. It was obviously very scary for me. And, like, it can look like you're totally present and you're totally there. And your mind is just not anywhere near it. I mean, it impairs your judgment. It completely, like, unbalances you. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's just crazy.
And it happens.
It does happen. It happens a lot. You see it at the club all the time.
All the time.
You see the girl
that just happened to have a lot of cameras there.
Right. You see the girl that's acting weird, and the next morning you're like, whoa, you were fun last night. And
what did I do?
They don't remember one thing. And that's why you should go to clubs with your friends. And in the other side of the world, did you know you can get your Twitter account deactivated for sexually harassing Tony the Tiger?
Really?
Yeah, they released the new cinnamon frosted flakes, and some guy said, I'd hook up with that tiger, but he used some other words, and Twitter banned him. Because he sexually...
He really loved frosted flakes with cinnamon?
Because he said he'd hook up with Tony.
Yeah, because he said that those were... he was sexually harassing Tony the Tiger, so he got banned from Twitter.
Oh, wow.
For sexually harassing him.
A cartoon.
That's great.
But a lot of people are sexually harassing Tony, which is what I learned when I dove deep into the thread. Yeah. A lot of people are turned on by Tony the Tiger.
How deep did you dive into Tony the Tiger harassment?
Maybe 3.5 hours. Nothing big.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.